In the lunchtime edition, local consumers warned to brace for a shortage of fish and a hike in prices due to the severe damage to the boat fleet. Meantime, people knowledgeable about the sector believe it could take up to 2 years for the industry to fully recover. Government commences repairs to some of the more than 50 homes damaged by Beryl here, and Prime Minister Motley launches a football tournament with $100,000 in prize money, saying it's part of efforts to focus the youth in more positive directions. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Barbadian consumers warned to brace for both a shortage of fish and a hike in prices due to the damage to the local fishing fleet from Hurricane Beryl. More than 200 boats were damaged or destroyed during the passage of the hurricane, and government has stated that fish landings will be significantly affected. Managing Director of Carlton and A1 Supermarkets, Andrew Bino, expects that the full impact of the disruption of the fishing fleet should start to be felt in about 2 weeks.
The impact is not immediate because we would have had stocks of fish. But we do expect then that as a scarcity, will come about, that there will be an increase in prices. And in times of scarcity, greater demand and prices rise. So I think that's an automatic expectation. So one does expect that prices will go up. Stocks were available, but obviously within the next 2 weeks, such stocks will be depleted. But the other thing about the industry is that there are certain companies who are importers of fish. So I don't know how they'll be affected in terms of their importation.
Meantime, Dale Lashley, Managing Director of Lashley and Waith Fish Processors, also expects a shortage of fresh fish given the extent of the damage to the boat fleet. But he believes the shortage will be almost immediate.
A considerable amount of those boats are damaged, seriously damaged or destroyed. And in my instance, my business thrive on fresh fish. So accessing fish, fresh fish now, is going to be difficult. Of course, there's going to be trickles of fish coming in with the few remaining boats that are still capable of going out and catching fish. But the demand for the fish here is great. And I would think that there's going to be an immediate shortage of fish. And that would be almost immediate increase in the price. So I would think that immediately we're going to see some actual increase in the price once the fish comes and the few boats that are there. There are going to be plenty of people out there trying to get that fresh fish. And that in itself is going to automatically push the price up because of demand and supply.
He believes full restoration of the fishing fleet will take quite some time.
I would say about 18 months to 2 years. Once the funding is there, the resources are available to the fishing community, there's going to be some long-term rehabilitation work on, I would think, maybe 60% of the boats that are actually damaged. There's real work to be done.
Dale Lashley, Managing Director of Lashley and Waith Fish Processors. Andrew Bino expects that getting the full fleet back in the water will be a long process. He also recommends what he calls a redesign of the fishing industry.
It's going to be a long time before we get our fleet up and running again, because there's no way that you can refloat 200 boats in 6 months' time. So this is a prolonged situation. I would have written a letter where I am saying that we should take this opportunity to redesign the fishing industry. We now have to look at fishing from a long-term point of view. We have not yet approached fishing as an industry that we're just doing subsistence fishing. So it's like, we fish for today, tomorrow, and the next week. But there's no long-term fishing program. To put that in place, I'm suggesting that government looks at a safe harbor for the fishermen.
Managing Director of Carlton and A1 Supermarkets, Andrew Bino, in the lunchtime edition.
The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abram says more than 50 houses were damaged here by Hurricane Beryl, six with significant damage.
To date, a total of 55 reports of house damage were received from seven parishes. Christchurch 19, St. George 7, St. James 1, St. John 3, St. Michael 15, St. Philip 7, and St. Thomas 3. Thus far, there are six reports of major house damage where portions of roof were torn off. Our teams have started a process towards repairs and will continue their efforts to repair these homes and build resilience into the housing stock.
Mr. Abrams also urges the public to stay prepared as the hurricane season has only just begun with above average activity predicted. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves says it will cost the government an estimated $300 million EC dollars to repair and rebuild houses damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Beryl throughout that island chain. Back in Barbados, the Prime Minister's Football Cup was officially launched today. Over 20 teams across the country will be vying for over $100,000 in prizes.
Whether it is boys or girls playing football, this country needs greater structure and greater opportunities in football if our people are to rise to the next level. Some will be able themselves to go on and find lucrative contracts. Some will be able to work in the ecosystem of football, which, as you know, is still the most powerful financial ecosystem in sports globally. We have a duty, therefore, to be able to start to lift our game up. And knowing what I know, and knowing the limitations of both Barbados Football Association, as well as the market within which it operates, then if we want to have a developmental role, the government must now step in to play that role.
Prime Minister May Amor Motley, the National Cultural Foundation has announced the final positions for this year's Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition. 16 competitors will participate in the Calypso and Soca finals, 8 in each category, at the National Botanical Gardens on July 20th. Producer of the Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition and music officer at the NCF, Kevin Moore, announced the order of the names.
Calypso again, Michaela, Hailstorm, Trinity, Potent, Sakara, Kinke, Khaleesi, Bit. Soka, one more time, John Boss, Lilani, Ronisha, Kiari, Zaribi, Mr. Showman, Jalen Innes, and Lil Status.
And the NCF's communications specialist, Tony Yard, says the competitors are all set.
Reigning monarch Sakara, she will be defending her title in Calypso. And as we would have said on Sunday night, Tay, the reigning soca monarch, she has opted not to defend this year. The competitors are pretty excited. The mentors have been working with them. They'll go back to the drawing board in terms of what they did on the semifinals night to see if there is room for improvement, if there are any things they need to improve on or better. Then, you know, this stage on the finals is a night for props where they bring additional visuals to get their messaging across and to help with the presentation.
The NCF's communications specialist, Tony Yard, our top stories. Local consumers warned to brace for a shortage of fish and a hike in prices due to the severe damage to the boat fleet. Meantime, people knowledgeable about the sector believe it could take up to 2 years for the industry to fully recover. Government commences repairs to some of the more than 50 homes damaged here by Beryl. As the Home Affairs Minister warns the public to stay prepared, as the hurricane season has only just started with above average activity predicted. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Prime Minister Gonsalves estimates hurricane damage at around $300 million EC dollars. Back in Barbados, Prime Minister Motley launches a football tournament with $100,000 in prize money. The 16 finalists in the NCF's Junior Monarch competition draw for their positions and are all set. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.